Chapter 29. Virginia. Pity them. Salvation flies past over the tangerine trees of the hydroponic farms. A counterattack up from the hollows. Armoured reds with greens in mechs flow past to either side, saluting and cheering us. The water around the roots of the rows and rows of trees ripples in the wake of the mechs. Harnassus thunders past in a towering machine that salutes and trundles toward the fertilization plants in the distance. We thought we were dead when my lions and obsidians shot our way out of the waste collector and emerged covered in shit. We heard our pursuers in the distance and we ran. They were gaining on us even after we reached the fertilization facility and threaded our way through the huge haulers that ferry the fertilizer to the farm level. We were running out of options. The levels closer to the hollow center of Phobos are vast, a far cry from the tight confines of the bastions. In open ground, we would not have made it. But the vast levels also don't block signals so onerously as those near the surface. I was able to call for help. Still, Votum and Roth bailed before they reached us at the fertilization plants, before they even saw Harnassus and the counterattack that's still surging past us. What spooked our pursuer so badly they lost interest in a prize as juicy as me? I suppose I'll find out soon. My lions and Valdir's obsidians stumble on toward the safety of our lines in the hollows, covered in feces and urine. The obsidians are quite talkative, and seem to think they're on a grand adventure. Some even splash along with Sophocles in the water to clean themselves.
"I smell like blues," an obsidian mutters. "Shut up. There are worse things than shit," Valdir says. "Imprisonment," another obsidian growls. Valdir nods. "Yes, that is worse than shit." "The Blood Eagle," the same one growls. "That too. Long battles in armor where you have to shit but can't because of the crust that..." Valdir turns on the man. "Aimless babble." The growling one growls. "Eggplant."
Valdir looks over at me.
"He was hit very hard."
The growling one has a pug face and is quite stout. He jumps and grabs an orange. He doesn't even peel it before taking a bite with chrome teeth.
"Oranges!"
He throws it over his shoulder. "That's a tangerine, you idiot," Holiday says. "Do they not mourn their brothers?" I ask Valdir.
"Do not yours?"
He nods at Glaucus, who shares a joke with another lion.
My lions are exhausted and somber about their dead, but they share smiles and private words as they help each other walk.
"Sephi once told me fruit is never sweeter than after you've eaten shit."
He peels a tangerine and eats it before spitting it out.
"Not ripe yet."
He considers his braves.
"They will mourn later. For now it is enough they know their brothers would smile to see them living. So they smile for their brothers, for they had a good death. Later they will miss them. Later they will mourn."
I feel strangely comforted by his words. An armoured man with a wolf cloak lands in front of me as we exit the tangerine grove. It's Screwface. Fresh lion guards set down behind him. Medici upload from a skiff. I laugh seeing Screw. I put him in the hollow's fallback command centre to keep him from the front. It takes time to get used to bionic limbs. He limps toward me with a huge smile that inverts when he sees the state of us all.
"My sovereign! We thought you were trapped. When the nucleus didn't arrive..."
"Roth and Votum had us. Why did they..."
"Victra. She dropped Pegasus behind their lines."
I stare at him. "How? She couldn't have known where I was."
"She was already on the way. She knew she needed to stop their momentum, to save the moon," he says. "I relayed your message to her personally, told her you needed help."
"If they doubled back, the counterattack won't reach her in time," I say.
"No. She's on her own and advise we recall the counterattack as soon as possible. She told me to tell you something."
He smiles.
"Do not worry for her. Pity them.
It is impossible not to grin at Victor's bravado.
The fleet? I ask.
It's not good. But Niobe and Char are putting up one hell of a fight. I'll take you to the command center.
He looks warily at Valdir.
Hello, Sky Bastard. Long time. Valdir the Shorn these days, eh?
Who are you?
Screwface.
He points at his face.
Deep up.
Ah.
Screw looks questioningly at me. I look at Valdir.
There's no way off the moon. You can either fight or...
Valdir stares hard at me.
I'll take him and the rest, please.
Screw says, like he's at an auction.
Howler Den is empty these days. I will not be ashamed to fight under that standard,
Valdir says to me. Screw sniffs him.
Probably go to the medici first. If anything kills you, it'll be an infection.
I look back at my lions before I go. They are swarmed with medici.
Thank you. We stayed too long to manage the retreat, but every life we lost in our escape saved 10,000, I say to them, and touch my chest.
Hic sunt leones, indeed.
My fresh lines salute the ragged survivors. I find it oddly stirring when Holiday, Glaucus, and the survivors salute back. Then the fresh lions fall in behind me, and I head for the command center with Screw.